In Luke 13:18, Jesus asks a question. What is the kingdom of God like? And then he goes into a parable. Jesus had just exposed the heart and character of his adversaries and put them to shame. It was a religious tradition that caused the Lord to proclaim in Matthew 23:13 about the scribes and Pharisees that you shut up the kingdom of heaven against men, for you neither go in yourselves, nor do you allow those who are entering to go in. Traditions became obstructions and kept the stream of truth from entering into the heart of the people. The mystery of the kingdom of God, as Ironside refers to it, is the kingdom in mystery form, while the king himself is absent in the heavens. And in his parable of the mustard seed, Jesus proclaims the time of Christendom, the duration between the two advents of Jesus Christ. It is during this time that Christianity would spread rapidly and overshadow paganism, and Jesus drew upon nature to explain a spiritual truth. A small mustard seed had quickly grown into a tree. When we carry this thought through to our modern day, we see the truth in Jesus' words. 11 men carried a message that became the nucleus of a global transformation. It was and is the message of Christ dying on the cross for the sins of the world and restoring human relationships with a heavenly God. When Jesus described the beginning of the signs of the end times, he shared that there will be wars and rumors of wars. He said in Matthew 24:7 that nation will rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, earthquakes in various places. What was Jesus' warning before this statement in Matthew 24:4-5? Jesus said, "Take heed that no one deceives you, for many will come in my name, saying, I am the Christ, and will deceive many." In expositional constancy, the birds that nested in the tree are likened to opposition to Christ. They are evil. And according to the scriptures, evil will worsen as Jesus' return gets closer. Within the tree in this parable of Christianity, we find a resting place for false teachings and various forms of corruption like these birds. It is essential then to go back to the beginning of the budding of that original seed, the pure simplicity of the gospel of Jesus Christ.